Hi friends, how is everyone doing this week? If you've answered stressed out, well, your health goal this week is to work on relaxing your nervous system and spending more time in rest and digest. How can you do that? I think you know the answer deep down. If you've answered things are great, well, you better evaluate what is feeling so good so that you can keep up or make more of it in your life. Whichever person you are, both are welcome here. I greet you where you are at and always want the best for you. Before we begin today, I want to tell you about the actual School of Doza. It's my pride and joy. I love being a teacher, and it's an opportunity for me to teach you live every single week. You actually get two opportunities, so you should sign up. Go to schoolofdoza.com/signup, and I'll see you in class. Now, today's topic is one of these that men need to hear. I mean, this podcast is for you guys. And maybe even one of the women need to hear this as well, so they don't have all the pressure on them because, you know, it's a two-way street, right? When you're talking about things like fertility, which specifically male fertility is going to be the topic of this episode, you know this affects both of you. So both of you need to listen. That's right. Preconception health is just as important for the man as it is for the woman. I'm tired of women feeling like they need to shoulder this journey alone while guys get away with doing the bare minimum. Just being honest, right? So come on, guys, let's step up. This topic is so important for you. You have no idea the impact your fertility health is going to be on this journey. So yes, yours, not just the woman. Today, I'm going to encourage men to care about this and give them tips to be more fertile and to have the healthiest sperm possible. Act on these tips, and it can make for a more beautiful and healthy pregnancy later on. Are you ready? Let's do this. Class is in session. The first thing men need to do when it comes to their own fertility health is stop putting your cell phone in your pocket. A cell phone is very common to be placed in a pocket somewhere on your body. Let's be honest, the pocket in your jeans or your pants are probably the first place that guys are going to put that. And usually it's in the front pocket, right? Now, that cell phone is, you know, it's pretty warm if you use it for a while. And when it's on, you know, with 5G and connected to Wi-Fi, you could be just sitting in your office and you have your cell phone sitting in your pocket for some reason, no reason really. And that warmth, the radiation, the EMFs from your cell phone are directly going to your testes. And what they've shown from the exposure to a cell phone, it's going to significantly reduce sperm motility and overall sperm health. So the studies are coming out that what happens is it's called scrotal hyperthermia. And if you place your cell phone in your pocket, what happens is you heat up the scrotum in a way to where it affects your health. I mean, your testes don't like that type of heat. It's radiation heat. And what they've shown is that it basically kills your sperm. And this goes, you know, for women, if you're listening as well, don't put your cell phone inside your bra. I mean, I don't wear my cell phone like in my pocket. Like I don't put it there. And if I have to, it's my back pocket, right? But like, that's why you always see me kind of carrying my cell phone in my hand. I mean, this thing is huge. I remember in chiropractic school when the iPhone first came out, I remember one of our professors says, I'm never holding that thing up to my head because I don't want to get cancer. I don't want to get a tumor. And yet what we've seen now is even the studies from 4G, not 5G, but from 4G, they're showing that 4G LTE, that little thing in the top right of your cell phone, that EMF, that radiation has such a harmful effect on sperm. It actually decreases sperm production over a long period of time. And here's the thing about it. Sperm count and quality of sperm and semen have decreased over the last 50 years. I mean, it's dropped. So male fertility over the last 50 years is already on the decline. And I know that we always talk about women's hormones all the time. let's talk about men's hormones, right? Like, it's on the decline. Why are men's hormones on such the decline? Why is sperm count and motility and the healthy production of sperm on the decline? These studies are saying the phenomenon is thought to be a result of a combination of environmental factors. It's things like endocrine disruptors, pesticides, and radiation, as well as lifestyle habits like diet, alcohol, stress, and smoking all contribute to decrease semen quality and sperm production. It is your lifestyle. And it starts with exactly what you're doing to your body at this exact moment. This is why I don't really do a lot of Bluetooth. I really don't like a lot of Bluetooth on me. I'm aware that it's on me all the time. I don't use earbuds for this reason. I don't like my kids using this because their skulls are thinner than mine, right? I there's kids growing up with iPads and iPhones on their bodies the entire time. And then let's get to the real elephant in the room. All you guys that basically put your laptop directly over your groin, how many years have you put your laptop over your groin and you feel the warmth and radiation of your laptop just sitting there on your testes? What do you think that's doing to your sperm? What do you think it's doing to your testosterone? What do you think it's doing to your prostate? And we talk about prostate cancer being an issue, but years in the making before prostate cancer develops, you're seeing an issue happening with the fertility of the man. An issue with testosterone might be one way to go about it. The other might be low sperm production, because it might not be a problem with the sex drive. It might be there's just nothing left in the tank when something comes out. And then I've learned that there's many, many issues, including the sperm production, the way it's consistently looking like. And then if you just think about lifestyle. If you're one of the guys that's going through the fertility issues, the IVF with your woman, okay, you need to understand that there are things that you can be doing, all right? You want to say it's all hands on deck, because how much is IVF, by the way? We know how much it is. What, 75,000, right? 75,000 a session. And keep in mind, I know it's more than one or two sessions that it sometimes it takes before third time's a charm, right? So I don't necessarily have an extra 75,000 laying around just to keep spending on this to see if it works. If I'm the guy, I'm doing everything I can do to help the woman as well and my wife. And you think about, well, I could at least not put my cell phone in my pocket or not put my laptop on my lap. I mean, right now as we speak, I'm looking at our producers and they both have their laptop, but they have a Defender pad right underneath it that blocks the radiation from the laptop so they can continue to work. That's a non-negotiable here within the podcast in the School of Doza. Like, you're going to work on your laptop. We all are. But you need to protect your gonads, all right? And I can tell you it is vital, right? Like, you think about men's health, and it's rare that I get a chance to really talk about this subject with men in this particular light. Most guys come in and they think the issue with fertility might be the woman. And it's rare that the guy comes in saying anything. But yet I find that testosterone production is very low in men at an earlier age. I'm finding low testosterone in men as early as late 20s. If I check total testosterone in men, I will see that it's decreased in the average man in their 20s and 30s. And 40s, it's still possible that it might be a little bit higher, but lifestyle has played a huge role in this. So then when it comes to testosterone, I also think, well, there's semen and sperm being produced. So I got to give my body a fighting chance. I know you're going to be on the cell phone. I know you're going to be on the laptop. Just put it aside if you can, right? Don't sleep at it next to it at nighttime. And then put on airplane mode if you can at night. And then buy a Defender pad. I mean, you know, we'll probably put a link in the show notes so you can get that for yourself and your loved one, and get it for your employees. Get it for your kids, for crying out loud. Right? Your kids should not have a laptop on their lap at all. Period. Another thing men need to do for their own fertility is eat fish. I know that fish is not the most common thing served in restaurants, nor is it being cooked every day at home. But let me convince you, as a man, to a man, why you should be eating more fish. I'm not talking about shrimp. I'm not talking about crawdaddies. I'm not talking about even cod or tilapia. I'm talking about salmon. I'm talking about fatty fish, like sardines, which are my personal favorite. I eat a can of sardines at least once or twice a week, and I take a fish oil every single day. And the reason I do both is because of the omega-3s that are found in the sardines and my fish oil. Omega-3 fatty acids can help with sperm production. Omega-3 fatty acids will actually help with fertility. And what's incredible about it is most people are deficient in omega-3s, including men. And I might make the case that if you become deficient in omega-3s, you automatically become infertile as a man. Think about this. When you eat beef, it's not omega-3s. Beef is omega-6s. What do you think they're serving at every drive-thru across the country? What do you think men have been eating? They're not eating cheese fish burgers. They're eating cheese meat burgers, right? Like cheese red meat burgers. And when I say this, it's because you've been loading your body with omega-6s your entire life. Unless you've been eating wild-caught salmon your whole life. And let's talk to those guys, because I bet you their testosterone and sperm are really high. Because the research shows, and these are direct research articles, that when the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 are off and you have higher omega-6s, you have lower sperm count and you have infertility. And that's what's fascinating about it, because it's a simple fix. Eat more fish. If you want to be more fertile, you want better sperm, eat more salmon. If you don't want to eat salmon, or better, worse, sardines, right? You don't want to eat sardines all the time, then take a fish oil. I mean, this is the easiest thing to do, right? Like, you can take a fish oil. My favorite one is our Mega O's. Our Mega O's, I am very proud to say, by MSW Nutrition, is of the highest quality fish extract for our omega-3 fatty acid. It is one of the highest quality source fish omega-3s you will find on the market. On top of that, our Mega O's, I am very proud of this. Our Mega O's have omega-3 DHA. It has, I believe, a gram with two capsules. So maybe like 500 to 600, I would have to double check. But it has a gram of omega-3 DHA in there. And when you talk about omega-3 DHA, you find that's the healthiest form of omega-3 fatty acid. And you get it from salmon. You get it from sardines. You get it from chicken eggs. You don't get it from red meat. You don't get it from chicken. And you don't really get it from turkey. Now, I eat meat. And I'm a big fan of the carnivore diet if you're eating fish. I can tell you right now, most guys are not eating fish. They're not going out of their way to eat a can of sardines, but you should. And if you're not going to, then take a fish oil. It'll improve your sperm count. Another thing men need to do for their own fertility is you need to detox your liver. Did you know that as your liver turns more inflamed, your testosterone levels go down? Testosterone is very important when it comes to male fertility. There are men in their 20s who have low testosterone production. And I think it's due to lifestyle. And when you look at their labs, you can see elevated liver enzymes in their labs due to poor lifestyle. And this will directly contribute to the lower production of testosterone that's reflected in their labs. The discussion quickly changes when it comes to testosterone therapy. It quickly changes to how they're taking care of their liver. Because most men don't know this, most women don't know this. The liver regulates all of your hormones, including testosterone. The liver also regulates estrogen. And this is really important if you're a man. If your liver is unhealthy, which 1 in 4 US adults have an unhealthy liver, you have to imagine that this unhealthy liver is incapable of balancing testosterone and estrogen in men. Now, why is this important? You probably can guess. If you have high testosterone, you have lower amounts of estrogen. That's a good thing for a guy, but it is very much possible to have higher amounts of estrogen and lower amounts of testosterone. When you have a balance of hormones in your body, you have to understand that hormones affect one another. It's like a domino effect. And for men, when they have low testosterone, sometimes they wonder what the cause of it is. But let's just look at the labs. If your testosterone's low, I want to see what else is high. Does that make sense? Right? Because there's a hormone that went low, which meant another hormone went high. And with guys, it's just like women. Your hormones will be off. You will not be healthy. What other hormones are off because one hormone is off? But when your testosterone's off, you don't feel like a man. You don't feel good at all. You're tired. You've gained weight. You have impotence, probably, right? You cannot satisfy your spouse in the best way possible. And that's unfortunate, right? Because I talk to guys about erectile dysfunction every single year. There's not, when I was able to prescribe medication years ago, you know how many men came up to me and this is what they wanted? They wanted erectile dysfunction medication prescriptions and they wanted testosterone injections because they don't make any testosterone and they have a hard time getting it up. And I've quickly found that erectile dysfunction medications work very well for these patients. Like they work very well for these guys. I've never taken it before, so I don't know what it's like, but it works for these guys. And so they constantly want a supply at hand, right? Just in case they need or feel the urge, right? Now, if your liver is healthy, you can naturally have good testosterone production plus good circulation down into your penis. There's a lot of guys that are pre-diabetic, have a fatty liver, and have poor circulation into their penis. Another thing that you have to consider is that if your testosterone is low and you have a fatty liver and your poor lifestyle is contributing to your, you know, you clogging your arteries, this looks like an individual who has low testosterone and erectile dysfunction and they've gained a little weight. And this is your most common 20 to 30 to 40 year old man that I see that come into my office. This, and they come in saying, I know it's my testosterone, give me testosterone injections. Oh, I also have erectile dysfunction. And they actually never say it this way. They never say erectile dysfunction. They say, can I get some Cialis? Can I get some Viagra? And at that point, I know why. I don't have to ask why they're asking for Viagra. We know what Viagra is for. Backstory, true story. Viagra, we all know, is for erectile dysfunction. It was originally developed as a blood pressure pill. It actually lowered blood pressure, but it shunted all the blood into the penis, and that basically caused an erection. I have to imagine the marketing, like guys going and talking to each other at the meeting when this first got introduced years ago, and they're like, oh my gosh, I got a better idea than blood pressure pills. Let's market it as erectile dysfunction. And they're like, what does that mean? And like, I don't know, you can't get it up. We just made up this word, this terminology, and now it's a diagnosis, and now we can make medications and sell it for this, and everyone will put everyone on it. This is all true. This is exactly what happened. And Viagra was probably the biggest sensation in medications for like the first 20 years of its existence. I happen to be in the overlap of being able to prescribe Viagra probably like, you know, after it's been around for a while. And it's been a staple in men's culture. Like it's almost like a known thing that a guy has to carry a bottle of Viagra with him because especially if he's divorced and he's 40 or 50, like it's almost like that kind of joke that like, yeah, he's going to need to keep up with her or him, you know, who knows, right? And what's funny about it is I think about their lifestyle and did this contribute to them having low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, well, if you take care of the liver and you detoxify the liver, it actually boosts your testosterone naturally. You've seen it in labs. I've seen it in labs. I have personally seen guys detox their liver with supplements and diet and lifestyle changes, and it raises their testosterone in labs. And I mean, it's not going to raise it like, you know, testosterone injections will. But here's the thing, guys. If you start taking testosterone injections, you shut down your own production. I worked with a lot of bodybuilders back in the day. Bodybuilders know what they're doing, but they're not just taking testosterone. They're taking other things. And you have to imagine, if you're taking a lot of testosterone, what does that do to your body? There's something called DHT. And you guys that are on testosterone injections know exactly what DHT is. You guys that have male pattern baldness know exactly what DHT is. DHT is the most potent form of testosterone. And what happens is it's a conversion of the testosterone we normally make into a very potent, very excitable testosterone that's not very good on the body. It gives you the big muscles, but you also lose your hair and your gonads shrink, so your testes shrink. It's what you've heard, the idea of long-term testosterone and steroid use can basically shrink your balls and your testes. That's completely true. It's because you start making too much DHT and not enough of the real testosterone that naturally that you need. And this conversion of testosterone to DHT can happen with stress. It doesn't have to be with excessive testosterone. And it can also come from the liver being unhealthy, because the liver will help with this conversion of DHT. There's a connection between the liver and what's called your adipose tissue, your fat cells. And your fat cells are actually the place in the body where you will make a lot of DHT and absorb it. And it's really fascinating, because you think about fatty liver, you think about being overweight. And there's a lot of guys who are basically having both, right? They're overweight and they don't think about their liver until it's too late. Their doctor maybe says, well, don't even do something about it. It's just your fatty liver. What are you going to do, right? And all of a sudden, your fat cells become so inflamed. And what happens is there's a direct connection between your liver and your testosterone production and now your production of estrogen, because your fat cells are vital to your fertility as a male. Another thing that men need to do for their own fertility is support brown fat production. Those fat cells around your belly, those fat cells around your chest, when you start getting a beer belly, automatically assume that you're lowering your testosterone. So any guy that you see walking around this country that has a beer belly, and I mean you can see the bellies over the belt buckle, that person has no testosterone. Fat cells become inflamed, get bigger, and they make estrogen. They also, like I said, help you with the conversion of DHT. And what happens, what's really crazy, is you have DHT being detoxed in the body, and you try to lower the amount of DHT. You really don't want it. But it'll be absorbed and utilized throughout the body. Like DHT goes to like sebaceous glands. It goes to hair follicles. That's why it thins your blood. So when you overproduce testosterone, take too much of it or just overproduce it for some reason, or you don't make enough of it, your body will make up for it on its own. Whatever circulating testosterone you make, if you're in an inflammatory state with a fatty liver or you have a bunch of alcohol in your diet, right? What happens is your fat cells change their approach to your health and they start making things like estrogen. Your fat cells, as guys, make estrogen. So the more weight you gain, the more estrogen you make. So when you gain weight, you make estrogen from your fat cells and it lowers your good testosterone. If you take a lot of injectable testosterone and it converts to DHT, it can go to your hair and it can thin your hair, right? Like this is, so testosterone is not just staying testosterone. This is the point. It converts to other things. Like I said, hormones go up and down. If you have inflamed liver and inflamed fat cells, you're not making healthy testosterone, nor are you actually putting it in the pathways that are healthy testosterone production to begin with. You're actually making unhealthy estrogen production instead, and it's possible that if you're taking in testosterone injections, you're making very potent testosterone called DHT. The liver will get rid of both of this stuff. If your liver is healthy enough to detoxify the DHT, it will lower the DHT levels in your body. If your liver is healthy enough, it will reduce the inflamed white fat cells and help them go back into brown fat. This is why I said the brown fat has to be associated with the liver, because when it comes to male fertility, I have guys that come in here that need to lose weight. They have gained 30, 40, 50 pounds, And it has tanked their testosterone production and caused them to go into menopause.
Yeah.
And at that point, I have to get them to lose weight. And they're insulin resistant. And they have a fatty liver. And they're inflamed. So I have to talk about their metabolic issues and get their blood sugar and their insulin under control. And the best way I know how to do it is change their lifestyle, help them with diet, nutrition, get their liver under control, and then, you know, support their brown fat production. This will all help you increase your testosterone, and the studies also show it will increase your sperm production. There are medications to increase your fertility. There's Clomid and there's testosterone. There's even HCG, if you can still get that, which is a fertility hormone that women make. If you have to inject yourself with a medication to become fertile, you can fix this problem if it's not too late. There are ways to do it. You have to make the changes. And you have to work with a practitioner like me or someone who can work and see the labs with you. See your liver enzyme, see your insulin changing. Maybe order a DEXA body scan and look at your body fat analysis, right? If you have to get on Ozempic and semaglutide, my guess is that your fertility would go up. Your testosterone would also go up on semaglutide as a guy. I'm pretty sure. I haven't checked it yet, but I'm pretty sure. And here's the last thing that men can do to support their fertility health. Because like I said, you got to support your liver. You can start eating more fish or take a fish oil. Stop putting your cell phone in your pocket, right? And definitely start making brown fat. And if you want to make brown fat, like I said, cold exposure, I've always talked about is a great way to do it. I like resveratrol. It's in our mitochondria and in our liver boost. But that brings me to my last point. You got to take supplements. Like, you have to take supplements. Like, you have to be taking supplements. It's 2024. What supplements are on your counter? Because I can tell you the following supplements will actually increase your male fertility. It has been shown that a lot of these supplements can possibly increase your testosterone and your sperm count. Vitamin C is one of those supplements. A study has shown that vitamin C supplementation in infertile men might improve sperm count, sperm motility, and sperm morphology, and might have a place as an additional supplement to improve the semen quality towards conception. I have another study that shows 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C for 5 consecutive days for 3 months proved to be prophylactically helpful in fertility. Incredible. And there's something else called vitamin D, which I talk about all the time. You know vitamin D by now. It's in our supplement called the D. Vitamin D has shown to increase total testosterone levels, bioactive testosterone, and free testosterone levels. And you can take this over the counter. It is one of the easiest, most cheapest things that you can find. And yet we have... It shows there's vitamin D deficiency across the board. Does that have a correlation with low testosterone and fertility issues in men? Yes, it does. Take your vitamin D. Take your vitamin C. And lastly, there's a supplement. It's one of my favorites. It's called L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid. It's the reason why carne, meat, is good for you. But remember, too much omega-6s aren't. But L-carnitine has been shown to positively impact male fertility, even at relatively low doses of 2 grams a day. This supplement enhances sperm parameters, regulates hormone levels, reduces reactive oxidative species levels, which is antioxidants, and it improves fertility rates. L-carnitine. L-carnitine, vitamin C, vitamin D. Imagine you throw in the fish oil, our mega O's, right? Hey, you want to kick it up a notch and you want to take a liver detox supplement? Our number one all-time best-selling supplement from MSW Nutrition will be and still is Liver Boost. It used to be called Liver Love, but now it's Liver Boost. And the Liver Boost has everything you want in it to detoxify the liver. And if you check your labs afterwards, I bet you're going to see a difference. You'll probably lose weight on top of it, and you'll have good energy. So come on, do the Liver Boost by MSW Nutrition, okay? Pick up the Mega O's. That fish oil I was talking about, it's fantastic. Get the vitamin D. the D. Get those three supplements. I'm telling you right now, if you're a guy and you're listening to this right now, Liver Boost, Mega O's, and the D by MSW Nutrition. Okay? You want more incentive? Use code NURSEDOZA. All right? Three supplements right there are going to improve your fertility starting today. It's now on you to make the changes in your lifestyle. But I feel, hopefully, after this podcast, you feel empowered and that you want to take this wholeheartedly and improve your fertility health, because overall health as well as fertility health does matter. And who doesn't want both of those things? You can do this, guys. I believe in you, and so do your spouses. Tell me if you don't start to feel better in a month, honestly. I mean, you're going to notice improvements in like a week, hopefully. All right? Start making the changes. You got this. Class is concluded. Keep working on your health.